if you've been a listener to this show for any amount of time, you know how big a fan I am of Hover Soul. I'm one of the biggest fans. I've been on board since Tattered Planet. Years I've been on board. You know, and some of the albums, it's just also, I mean, Love Riot, Let It Go, Divine Noise. Just one of those bands that just always delivers, always there. Like, gotta be coming up on, it's gotta be more than 20 years at this point. And, it's definitely more. It's 25 years, because this is actually the 25th anniversary of the band starting. 2019 is the anniversary, and they're doing a pretty big tour now, like big places. It's kind of nice to see them do big shows. They got an album, Renewal, which is coming out. You know, I love everybody in the band for Hover Soul. I gotta say, it always comes back to who do you think my favorite is, Mike? Yep. That's right. Rowdy Moses. I love him, you know. He's just one of those guys who just kind of captures the spirit of just being so effortlessly cool, but just kind of like one of those, like, you know, for some people, they talk about, you know, like Keith Richards or, you know, Jimmy Page or Joe Perry. And it's just like, for me, it's always been Rowdy Moses. And I know people know his face, too, even if you're not a fan of the music necessarily. He was for John Varvatos, for the menswear line, he was the main model, and you would always see him kind of modeling he was like famous. He's famous for multiple reasons, and he's also somebody who's kind of like, not to mention Joe Perry, but he let the music do the talking, I guess, the way Joe had that song. And Rowdy is the embodiment of that, because he's one of the least interviewed people of all time, I'd say, in rock music. And I cannot even remember even hearing him do an interview. So that's why this is so exciting, because, yeah, he's actually online. This is a little nerve-wracking for me. I got to just... because, I mean, it's like... he's been doing this for so long, and it's meant so much to me for such a long time. And I guess let's just get right into it. It's very exciting. I guess I'll just get right into it. We got Rowdy Moses on the show. Now, Rowdy, you guys have this big 25th anniversary tour coming up, which is going to, it kind of caps off with three nights at the Newbridge Rock Concert Arena, which I don't even think Springsteen could do three nights there. And it's been about 5 years since you've actually toured, since Hover Soul have toured. And what's it like getting ready to do all of this again? And, like, when you're getting ready to go and do this, are you nervous or excited? Like, which one would you say you are more? Are you more nervous than excited, or more excited than nervous?
Excited. But nervous, you know. Yeah.
Wait, is that's this is okay? is, huh? All right, I guess I'll. Do you still feel like a connection to those early songs? Which, I mean, it's 25 years in now for Hover Soul. Is it weird for you to get up there and play these songs that were like written from the point of view of a kid? Because you were like a teenager when you started doing those songs. What is that like to kind of tap into those old songs and play them, you know, in some cases 25 years later?
It's weird to, like you said, it's sort of, you're young, but now you're not, or, you know.
Okay. Huh. I guess we could talk about your modeling career a little bit. How did that come about for you to become the face of John Varvatos? Was he like a fan of the band, or did he contact you directly? And how did that come together?
He was seeing like a movie, and then he asked me to do it.
Oh, okay. That's the answer. That was everything. This is I don't even know. So can I ask you, Rowdy? So many rockers of your era have written tell-all books. Do you think that's something you might do sometime?
I don't read.
You don't read.
And it's like, okay. But like, a lot of cool things have happened, and it's like, you know, I think I write good. But it's like, sometimes it's like,
okay, I got it. Thanks to Rowdy Moses for calling in. Okay, great. I can't do. That was. I guess I can understand why he doesn't do interviews. That's maybe why he's known as the least interviewed performer. Yeah, okay. Well, let's get back to it, huh?